serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
When we think about it, our calling into our ministry, Jesus established, was a worldwide ministry for all of us. It was not just delegated to pastors and preachers and teachers, but to each and every one of us. We have a ministry, and this ministry was established to give and given as Jesus was about to ascend back into heaven. When he said all, when we look at all of his earthly work had been completed, and now the future work had been left here on earth, was placed in the hands of 11 disciples. Here was Jesus about to ascend back to his Father's house, but there was still some work to be done, Brother Jenkins. There were 11 men that were governed to carry the work forward. There used to be 12, but we know what happened to one. Now, when we think about a commission with, that Christ gave was a great commission. And when we think about this great commission is a command or a duty given to a person or a group of people. And the command established in this commission was not optional. The command that Jesus gave was not optional. That's why it was great. So let's go back and examine what Jesus said. Matthew 28, and that 19th verse says, Go ye therefore. And whenever you see the word therefore, you see what it is there for. Go ye therefore and make disciples. He's talking to you and me. He was sharing with the disciples. He said, I need you to go because what I'm about to say is important. I need you to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. The first command was for the disciples to go. I need you to go and do something that I have commanded you. And that command was similar to what our parents would say to us when they said, I want you to get up and go do what I've told you to do. It wasn't an option. It was a command. And that command was based on what they said for us to do. Not to do it later. And it didn't matter if you didn't feel well. When mama and papa said, I need you to get up and go do what I said, that was a command for you to go and do it now. But Bruce, something has happened with our commands. Because now we don't command anymore, we ask. Do you want to go to church? Do you want, what do you want? Why are we asking what we should be commanding? One of the reasons a generation is being lost today is because we stop commanding and we start asking. And when you ask a child something, they will say, I don't want to eat right now. I don't want to go to church. How many children are in church today because they don't want to be in church? Because we stopped commanding it. Jesus was given a command, and that command was not optional. That command was affirmative. He was saying, you don't have an option to what I'm telling you to do. You are my disciples, and if you are my disciples, you are like me. I'm commanding you to go forth and do some work that you've seen me do. And we are the same way with our children. Our children, we've given our children commandment because we're setting an example how they should live. And if we don't stand on something, we will fall for anything. And a generation is being lost because we've lost the commandment. Part of it is based on the legalistic system that is in place that says, you can't do this, that child can sue you. Well, I'd rather see them sue me than for them to be hurt by someone else who don't care about them. Jesus gave a command as he was about to return to the Father's house because he had some additional work to do for you and I. That completed work of salvation was completed. But there had to be a place for those who would receive what Jesus was about to do. And that place is what we find Jesus saying. He said, I go now to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you. Yeah. But while I'm gone, Brother Gaines, I need you to continue to work. Continue to do the work, continue to do the teaching, continue to do the healing that I established for you to do. I need you to continue to do what I set the example for you to do. And when we continue to do the work, we will see what the Lord is fulfilling within our lives. My brothers and sisters, Jesus gave us some work to do. When we think about what Jesus was doing, it was impacting us for greater work in the future. Look at what John 14:12 states. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the work that I do, he will do also. And greater works, plural, than these will, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Now, Jesus has done the work, but he said, you're going to do greater works. Why is it that we are neglecting the greater works that we should be doing? Greater works. What is greater? Did Jesus not heal the sick? Did he not give sight to the blind? Did he not feed the multitudes? Did he not raise the dead? Jesus said, you will do greater works. What does that mean? I have the ability to do greater works? Yeah, you do. He said, I'm leaving you authority. Here is the authority. The authority was delegated to Adam in the Garden of Eden where he said, I'm giving you power to rule over everything that I made. And so if the authority is already delegated, why is it that we don't use the authority that has been delegated to us? Power. The Lord has given us power because he said, you will do greater works. The Lord gave the disciples a command, a great commission to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And it was Jesus reaffirming to the disciples that all authority was given unto him. And now he was instructing the disciples to go based on that authority. God the Father delegated the authority to his Son. God, who knows all, who does all, who is all, gave all authority to his Son. And we see here, my brothers and sisters, that the day you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, you accepted a ministry. And that ministry was to go to all nations and make disciples. I never thought I would go to Rome, Italy, Milan, and see all of the things that I've seen, to go to the 16th chapel where the Pope is. Never thought that I would be able to speak to three different religious denominations in one setting. But when God has put an anointing on your life and has given you the ability to preach and teach, he has the ability to send you where he desires for you to go. My brothers, Jesus' command was for the disciples to go to the lost sheep of Israel. Those who did not embrace him. Those who did not know him, and those who did not accept him. And the same thing that he gave the disciples to go to the sheep, the lost sheep of Israel, is the same message that he's giving pastors today. He said, I need you to go after my lost sheep. I need you to preach and teach so that they will know who I am and come into a saving knowledge of salvation. And when we come into a saving knowledge of salvation, we don't have to worry about our eternal destiny, because we know our eternal destiny has been placed in his hand. And if we are Christian, which implies that we are Christ-like, let's say we are following the examples of the one whom we say we serve. And if we're following the one who we say we serve, he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me, that where I am, there ye may be also. So the power that Jesus left us is to follow him, teach like him, because one day we will ascend just like him. It's simple. This is not a mathematical, complicated equation. We make it difficult because we don't understand the concept. But once you understand the mathematical concept and equation, you know the answer to the question. And you say, well, this is easy. Salvation is easy, Daryl. Because if you accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you're saved. You ain't got to worry about where you're going after this life, because you've already answered the question. And if you already know the answer to the question, why are you worried about where your destiny is? Because if we're followers of Christ, which means that we are going to demonstrate and act like him, then where he went, that's where we're going. And if he made it possible for us to get to where he is, all we have to do is remain faithful until he returns. Our great commandment and our commission today is to go to the lost, embrace all who do not know the Lord. Antioch, as we embrace our ministry, what is your ministry like? What is your ministry like in this church? And have you fulfilled everything that God has given you? When we think about our ministry, we embrace it in a way and an expectation to do more than just be bench members. But Pastor, I can't teach. I didn't think I could teach. I surely didn't think I could preach. But when you put forth effort, God will give you an increase. You will never get an increase if you're sitting on your holier than thou. The increase comes when you start working as a unified body to increase. If you want to develop muscles, have you ever worked out? Your muscles won't ever get any stronger if you don't ever exercise them. But if you lift weights, if you get 25 pounds and next week you get 30 pounds, you're increasing your muscle, it's stretched, and it grows to meet the capacity of what you're trying to do. You will never grow if you never work. And the church is vacant today because we have failed to work. The Lord says, where are my disciples? I need you to go after those sheep.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
There's something special on the inside of you, and it's time for you to manifest. There's purpose. there's goals, there's ministry, there's a calling. And it's time for you to become everything God has designed and created you to be.